Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in on tonight. Prolific Fire Ministry presents Faith on the Line with Prophet Faith. Tonight, I'm your humble host, Prophet Faith, and I will be leading you in prayer. If you listen to me under the sound of my voice and you know you need prayer, I appreciate you being on the phone lines. I appreciate you being on iTunes and on the podcast. But if you need prayer and you're listening to me right now, you still have time to call in. The number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. I'm going to pray what the Lord put in my spirit. And after I'm finished praying, I will come back and open the phone lines. Hopefully, the song that I played tonight was Doxology. Hallelujah. By David and Nicole Binion, featuring Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Once again, thank you everybody for tuning in. We truly appreciate it.
Tonight on Faith on the Line, I would like to use as a foundational text Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8 from the Amplified. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, everything that you do from this time forth and forever. Tonight, I would like to pray that over our children. The Lord will protect them from all evil. He will keep their lives. The Lord will guard their going out and their coming in from this time and forevermore. The Lord will do that for our children. Tonight's prayer focuses on our kids because it's school time again. I want to cover them in prayer on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask that you look upon our children tonight, that you bless them, God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Give them the best school year that they've had thus far, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we cancel all distractions tonight, Lord God. Anything that will come against their young minds learning, Lord God, we cancel it out tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, they will not be depressed. They will not be oppressed, Lord God. In the name of easily influenced by the wrong spirit. We come against every evil spirit that set out to sabotage our children. Every sabotaging spirit on tonight, we come against it in the name of Jesus, and we send it back to hell from which it came. Our children will be able to learn and learn freely this school term. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you keep them, that you cover them, Lord God, that you be the first one at the school and the last one to leave, Lord God. Get on the school bus with them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for showing open up home safely, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, look upon the teachers, the bus drivers, the cafeteria worker, the janitor, Lord God. Everybody that has any type of access and influence over our children, Lord God, we ask that you keep them in their right mind, Lord God, as they stand up over our children, as they interact with our children, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They may have clarity of thought as they stand up over our children, Lord God. Look up on every student, Lord God, that they will have peace within them, Lord God, and they will bring the peace, spirit of peace to school, Lord God, and every other spirit that's not the spirit of peace. We ask that you cause them to leave it at home, Lord God, and bring forth deliverance in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch like only you can, Lord God. Walk all up and down the aisles, Lord God. We anoint the hallways, Lord God. We anoint the doors, Lord God. We anoint every desk, Lord God, in every school, everywhere, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let it be a place where your presence is felt, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, they tried to kick you out of school, Lord God, but we send you back forth. We send you forth back into the schools on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, come in through our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, work through them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping the enemy at bay and off of our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray over every child, Lord God, that they will not struggle to learn. We pray over every child that nobody will feel left out or left behind, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray over every teacher, Lord God, that they will have patience with our children. They know how to teach them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that child is slower than others, let them have patience. And that child is faster than others, let them know how to teach that child, that they will feel like they're getting the best education that they can get. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, look up on the school system. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, turn the school system around, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that our children may get the best education that they can get, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We not only pray for elementary school kids, God, but we pray for the high school kids, Lord God. We pray for the college level children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Be in every dorm, Lord God. Stand before them, Lord God, as they sit in the classroom looking at the professor. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, don't let no professor get out of line with our children, whether our child is male or female. Don't let the professor get out of line with them. We come against any sexual activity going on in the school with our children. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let the enemy be exposed. In the name of Jesus, we break his hands on tonight that he will not retry our children and violate our children in any way. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. That pedophile spirit, we break that tonight in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will back off our children in the name of Jesus. One by one, Satan, you and your counterparts must back off in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over our children, the blood of Jesus over our children, the blood of Jesus that cleanses and delivers and sets free. We plead the blood over our children, the blood that protects, Lord God. We plead that over our children. We thank you for being with them, for keeping them. But not only them, God, we pray for the children in daycare, Lord God, that you be with our babies, Lord God. The ones that are too young to talk, Lord God, don't let nothing come up on them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, shield our precious ones, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, look upon every daycare worker. Keep them in their right mind, Lord God, as they handle our children. Don't let them mishandle our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the cameras be everywhere where they need to be, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that everything that needs to be seen will be seen, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that every mother, that every father will have peace when they drop their children off at the daycare. That every mother, every father will have peace when they drop their children off at the elementary school, at the high school, and at the college, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that every child will make it back home safe. That nothing will occur with children. There will be no kidnapping. There will be no killing. There will be no destroying their lives in any way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they will live out the full number of their days. And every destiny, Lord God, that you have for them, they will walk it out one by one, little by little, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give them friends, Lord God, godly friends, Lord God. We come against gossip. We come against backbite. We come against all these things in our children. Oh, yes, they do it too in our children, Lord God. We come against that, Lord God, that they may be better than where they came from. They don't have to do that. They don't have to tear each other down, but let them build each other up. There's a way that they can keep the enemy off of them, and they would just build each other up. Thank you for surrounding our children with other children that has your mindset, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for sticking closer to our children than our brother. And we just thank you, Lord God, tonight for covering them, for being with them, God, when we can't be with them. We thank you that we know that you're with them. And if you say you got them, then we believe that you got them, and we know that you do. And we thank you so much tonight, Lord, for being the keeper of their lives, God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping evil off of their lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for crowning them with your wisdom, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that every assignment that's put before them this school time, they will be able to do it. They will be able to accomplish it. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're giving them grades, Lord God, that will get them in any college that they want to go to, Lord God. Look upon that one that's beginning to worry about school tuition, Lord God. Let them be able to save money this school term, Lord God. That when it's time for college, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the money will be there, Lord God. I thank you for releasing grants this school term, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, scholarships, Lord God, for the ones that are eligible, Lord God, even for somebody that's not eligible, Lord God. I thank you for opening a door that their parents didn't even see coming. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, look upon our special needs children. We ask that you cover them tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, don't let their needs be abused, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But be covered, Lord God. Let them be covered, Lord God. Let somebody be over them that really has an anointing to work with special needs children. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being the greatest teacher, the best teacher, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for ourselves tonight, Lord God. As the parents, Lord God, we pray for ourselves, King God, that you would help us to put ourselves on the altar, Lord God, and release the things that we have in us, Lord God, that's not good for us or our children, that we may be better parents this school term, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Teach us that we may be able to teach them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because more than anything, we want to see our children succeed and go further than we went. Further than we're going in life. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for making dreams come true. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And we give you praise just for moving on behalf of our children and keeping our children. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you have no place when it comes to our children. They are well covered. And the Holy Ghost. They are well covered in the blood of Jesus. They are well covered. They are well covered because God goes before them. And with that being said, we say amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory.
Karen, I hope you receive that prayer for your children. I hope you receive that prayer for yourself on tonight. If there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice and you need prayer, but you are unable to call in, or you need prayer, or you were too shy to call in, you can always contact me, Prophet Stacy, by calling 865-408-8690. Again, the number is 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. And I will be glad to pray with you, to give you Bible-based consultation and lead you however the Holy Spirit directs me to lead you. I would be glad to do that. So contact me if you need to. Also, be sure to join me right back here on Prolific Fire Monday night, the same number, 347-426-3782. The time is 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Call 347-426 will be coming to the table. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be powerful. Coming to the table. There are some things you need to know about coming to the table. So be sure to join me then. And then join us back here Friday, which will be the 7th, September the 7th. Be sure to join us then and join me on Labor Day, which is Monday, September the 3rd. Until then, God bless each of you. Have a blessed night.